Alrighty, welcome back to, believe it or not, the first ever episode of 2025. We're not joined by Cade, we're not joined by Jamie. It's just your one host with my guest, who unfortunately couldn't make it, so I got my little brother instead. How's it going, Ryder?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I can see you're on your phone. Why?
Playing Block Bars.
What?
Playing Block Bars.
We have a recording to do. And we have a lot to get through.
But
now, yeah, what?
But I'm trying to beat my high score.
Crazy. Put it down for now. All right. So, we got a lot to get through. Talk about our New Year's, our Christmas, how your week's been, how my week's been. Before we start that, the movie of the week, right? So, there's been this segment that I've been doing a few, like, nonstop, but it just hasn't really stuck, would you say?
What?
Okay. So, I've started this thing called Movie of the Week, and I haven't properly done it in the past, but we're going to do it properly now. So, every single Sunday, me and Cade, because Cade lives with me, we're going to watch a movie, right? Now, I'm a guy who likes physical media, so I have all these Blu-ray movies and stuff, right? So, me and Cade, every week on the podcast, we're going to spin the wheel, and on this wheel, I don't know if you can see that, has all of my movies. So I own 200 and...
It just looks like a bunch of buildings.
Yeah. I own 288 movies in physical media. And we're going to... Every week on the podcast, we're going to spin the wheel. It has all my movies on this wheel. And whatever movie it lands on, we have to watch on Sunday. So are you ready to spin the wheel to see the first movie? Mm-hmm. You know, we should call Kay to
yeah,
tell
him... Yeah, I'm not watching it with you.
Well, it depends what it is, right?
No, not really.
Let's call Cade and we'll get him on the podcast and we'll do it with him. calling Cade. In my phone, he's my little Cady Wady. Sorry. Yo. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are you driving? Are you driving?
No.
Oh, okay, real quick. I'm recording on the podcast right now with Ryder. Can I just get you on for like 1 minute? So we're going to spin the wheel to see what movie we watch on Sunday.
Oh, let's go.
All right. I put all 288 movies. We're going to spin the wheel, and whatever we watch, we're going to watch it on Sunday, and then we're going to review it next week. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
I'm ready to spin the wheel.
Are you ready, Ryder? Ryder, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, 3, 2, 1, and tap to spin. It's a little buffery because there's heaps of movies on here. Tap to spin. It's not loading because I think there's just so many movies on here. Oh, wait, it's working. Okay, ready? Sorry. Let me try again. 3, 2, 1, tap to spin. Okay. It's loading. I'm sorry. There are a lot of movies on here. It's just give me a minute. Just give me, hang on. It's getting there. Okay. Ready? Tap to spin. Okay. It's loading. Here we go. It's working. Okay, the movie on Sunday we are watching is Coco.
Oh, let's go.
The Pixar movie.
Let's go.
All right, so on Sunday, me and Cade will watch Coco and we will review it next week.
Is that about Coco Pops?
Jesus Christ. All right, bye, Cade. Bye. So, you heard it there. On Sunday night, me and Cade are going to watch Coco. No, it's not about Coco Pops.
First thing that came to my mind. I'm a bit hungry.
Now, so... It's been New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been for you?
Fun.
Yeah, what did you get up to? In the Power New Year.
Yeah.
How's that?
Not great. I don't want to go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
See, Kate Ryder's at the age.
I wanted to stay with you.
Yeah. You would have been allowed to.
See, no, I wasn't.
Ryder's at the age where... He's not allowed to make his own decisions. He has to go with what his mum says. So if he has to go on holiday, he's got to go on holiday. See, I'm at the age where if I don't want to go on holiday, I don't need to. I stopped going to the family batch when I was like 17. That's
okay,
when I'm like...
I get it.
Yeah, but how was it though, the Power Nui?
Not good.
Really? I thought you enjoyed it a little bit.
I thought I could.
Huh?
He kept calling Kobe fat.
What's going on? What do you mean?
So I looked him in the face. So he left.
What?
What?
You punched someone in the face.
He kept calling Kobe fat.
Did you really punch him in the face?
Yeah.
He called your cousin fat?
Yeah.
Is he fat? Because, you know, you can't punch someone for lying. I'm just kidding. Kobe, I love you, bro. Don't worry. No, good. You're looking after your cousins. And Christmas, how was Christmas?
Good.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Mom got me links. I didn't ask for the links.
Oh, so again, Ryder's at that age where every year he's going to start getting links Africa for Christmas.
That. I didn't want it.
Welcome to 13.
I didn't want...
You got Lego sets for days, though.
I didn't want links.
Yeah, we're not talking about the links. We're talking about the Lego sets that you got.
Yeah, I displayed that already.
Strange. You got like a, what, $400 Lego set? You know what Ryder got for my birthday the last 2 years? Ryder... All I asked Ryder for... So for my 22nd birthday, I asked Ryder... What did I ask? A picture of Daredevil, a drawing.
I can't draw.
A drawing of like Stitch or something like that. And he didn't get it for me.
I can't
my
draw.
23rd, I asked him for another drawing. I asked this man for a drawing. Last 2 years, he gets me nothing. Not even a card. He didn't even say happy birthday to me until like 2 days later. When I turned 23 last year.
I can't draw, PK.
Y'all wanted at least a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, PK.
That's a little bit too late. A little bit too late.
A bit late than ever.
Yeah, whatever. But how was your... How did you even spend your New Year's? You know, the countdown.
We went... to the wharf and we watched like 10 minutes of fireworks.
Yeah
There were some drunk people. They started shooting fireworks into other people. Yeah, then they got arrested, but it's fine.
Me and Zavian getting flashbacks. I definitely didn't do that when I was younger. But so you saw the fireworks, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else has happened between that time? Oh, I went to Nanny's the other night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the dodgy shoot we did?
Yeah.
Who told you?
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
So let's put it in perspective for the audience. So me and Kate are currently in production of our movie called The Prowler 2. And well, let's just say one scene could have got us arrested, definitely. Without going into detail what the movie's about, this one scene we filmed at like 11 o'clock at night. Shaden, who's one of our actors for that one scene, had a bag over his head, knees on the ground. I'll show some pictures, right?
Show me pictures.
I'll show you the pictures. And then we got three extras wearing masks, just like all like covered around the whole place, right? So Ro is wearing a Grinch mask. Kay's wearing a horse mask. Sean's wearing a Scream mask. There's like cars with high beams all around.
Mm-hmm.
The main man Tatum goes up and threatening to kill her. I'll put the pictures up there, but look how it went. Yeah, it like I'm telling you right now, if that is what happens on film shoots, okay? If somebody had walked up and saw that, cops would have been called instantly.
You don't got a gun.
Huh?
You didn't have a gun.
No, it was a bat. The only weapon we had was a bat.
Oh yeah, it's still getting you arrested.
True. All right. So we're going to move on to some segments.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had something else you wanted to talk about before we move on. Any stories you've got?
I got this. It's a Superman. It's a slap bracelet.
Yeah, so we're going to move on to some segments. Unless you've got anything else important to talk about.
This is important.
Superman. Actually, did you see the Superman trailer?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
I can't wait for Captain America. Anyway, let's get into some segments. So, I had something planned, but because you're not our official guest that was supposed to come today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a couple of would you rathers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do one would you rather each, but like a really intense one that we can really get in depth with. All right, so I got one for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather... How many years left of school do you have?
Five.
Would you rather... spend the next 5 years going to school like homeschooled, but like your mom drops you off to some like random shed 30 minutes away. There's only one person in there and he's teaching you maths, he's teaching you English.
Yeah,
you know, you can't leave that shed for 6 hours a day, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get it,
right?
Especially I'm getting kidnapped for 6 hours a day.
Pretty much. But he's teaching you maths, he's teaching you science, English, and he's giving you the NCEA exams and all that.
What's that?
Just exams.
What's an exam?
You'll get it when you get to like year like 11, 12, 13. It's just exams that you have to do, like tests. So would you rather, but you're allowed to see your mates outside of school all the time.
I was never good at tests.
Listen, we're not talking about that. But you can see your mates outside of school all the time, anytime you want, right? On weekends, holidays, all of that. Or you go to a normal school and you have to stay locked up in your room, not the lounge, in your room on weekends and after school and everything. You have to can't stay in your room and play with your toys or whatever you got in your room. You can't leave the room.
When I go to school, I don't even learn. At school, I spend most of the year under a bookshelf on my phone.
Well, what would you choose?
Homeschool in someone's shed.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want to be locked up in a room.
You already are pretty much with the shed. Okay, fair enough.
Get it out.
Now give me your would you rather, one that you planned before the podcast shoot.
What did I plan?
Yeah.
What did I plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I planned.
You've known about this for like a few weeks though that you were going to come on. You're supposed to plan this.
You've said so much stuff today that I never said I would do. And you've made it up like I did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did on the phone. On the phone, remember? I had something to say to someone. I didn't. Then you said I was too shy.
What? But you've been you've known that you're coming on this podcast for a good few weeks now.
I've known since like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I kind of went into called Ryder up. Listen, bro, I need you to come on the podcast tonight. I'll buy you hot chocolate. I don't have a guest tonight.
I got my hot chocolate.
You got your hot chocolate. Now, I want to move on. I had a couple more segments, but they're not segments that are going to fit you. Mm. I've got a couple. I want to talk about brotherhood.
Yeah.
Right? What does it mean to be a brother? Now, there's a couple stories I want to talk about.
Being there for your brother.
That's right. That's right. But there's a couple. I want to talk about some of our childhood stories. Now, there's one story in the particular that I would like to talk about that I don't know if it's age appropriate. I think you'll know the story. 1 year old in your nappy, strippers. Do you know the story?
Oh, yes, I know that story.
Would you like to tell
the
story?
I was 2.
Okay, he was 2 years old. I wasn't present. The mum wasn't present. It was just the dad being pretty silly that day. But please tell the story.
So dad, he had a birthday party for one of his friends. And the birthday present he gave his friend was a bunch of strippers at the house.
This was like 11 years ago, by the way.
I was 2. And I heard...
2 years old?
2 years old. I heard a bunch of music. I came out of my nappy.
For context, you were in your room.
I was
door
in my
closed,
room.
Correct?
Door closed.
Dad's room.
Yeah, dad didn't lock it. So I just opened it up. I saw what I saw. And I started dancing.
So I wasn't there, but from what I was told, the strippers are on the tables. And then Ryder's there, 2 year old, with his nappy going like this. That's what I was described. Arms up
That's
and down.
What happened.
And then apparently the strippers were like, stop dancing. We're like, whose kid is that? And then dad's like, huh? What? Oh, shit. And then took Ryder back to the room.
That's the part that never Ryder, happened.
Really?
He never took me back. He just let it be. He just told them to keep dancing.
Are you serious? Dad told me he brought you back to the room.
Oh, yeah, he's lying. He just left me there to watch.
Okay. I'm just like picturing this 2 year old in this nap. You should never do that to your kid. I'm just going to say, that should never happen. That should never have happened. That's horrible.
You should lock the door.
Yeah, he shouldn't even leave you. You shouldn't even been in the building. You shouldn't have been in the building.
But it was my house.
You still, like, realistically, you shouldn't have been in the building.
Okay.
A second time.
2 year old me was happy though.
2 year old, well, we don't have to talk about that. The next story. So I've got a little story to tell about our childhood. So, I don't know if anybody else did this, but when Ryder was about 2 years old, he always wanted to play the game with me. And there was only one controller. So, when he wanted to play it, I'm like grabbing the remotes. I take the batteries out of the remote. Here you go. And he's sitting there with the remote, just pushing up and down, thinking, yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning. This guy's not even playing. Do you remember that?
Now I remember.
Bro.
I thought being a brother was being nice.
Listen. I got away with that for so many years.
How many years?
Oh, like at least 3 years, right? And then one day he cracked. One day he's like, my character's not moving. I'm pushing the up button. Can I use your controller? You're like, why does your controller look different to mine? Why has this one got a volume button? That's the day I realized, damn, I can't do that trick no more. He cracked it. He cracked the trick.
Okay. Yep.
What's been some of your favorite moments growing up with me, having a brother? Mine was finding out we had a sister when she was like 10 years old. Who would have thought? Me and Ryder found out we had like an 8-year-old sister.
It's probably more.
Nah, I think it was about, nah, it was about 8 years old. Nah, maybe she was like 6.
I said there's probably more.
Oh yeah, there might be more. There might be more. We love you, Dad. We're not talking around. Shit about you. We love you, Dad. They're just funny stories.
But we have videos with you.
What?
Filming videos with you.
Yeah. Well, real quick before we have a lovely sister. We're not going to say her name.
There was one video you told me.
Okay. Like, well, you just cut me off. I was talking about our sister. All right.
Yeah.
I'll start again.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have like a. How old is our sister now? Without saying her name, I don't want to say her name because it's privacy. How old is she? You don't know either. She must be a year younger than you. Maybe she's 12.
She's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah. No, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's 11. She's 11 or 12. She's lovely. We don't really see her that much, which personally I think is really sad. Honestly, if I'm honest, here's the thing, you know, if you've got, you got to connect with family. I don't think we connect with her enough, to be honest. We don't talk to her at all, really. We don't even.
I do.
Do you talk to her a lot? How often? Every day?
No.
Every couple days?
Yeah.
Fuck, maybe I don't make the effort. We said Merry Christmas to each other. The only time me and her ever text is like, Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. And we share the same birthday too. We have the same birthday, yeah, March 27th. That's a bit sad. You know, maybe we need to, or I need to push myself. But besides that, we have another sibling. 21-year-old brother in Australia. Or maybe he's 22. Never met him before.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're not 20.
I'm 20.
You're not 20.
I'm 23.
Yeah, he's 22 then.
You know how the story of that happened? So I get this random DM.
He's a year younger than you.
Yeah, I get this random DM from this random guy. I'm not going to say his name, but I get this random DM, and it's like a paragraph. I'm sitting reading it, and I'm like, to sum it up, it says, "Sup, bro? I'm your brother. We have the same dad. I live in Australia."
What about me?
And I'm looking at this, and he's like, "I know about Ryder as well." Mm. I'm like, "Oh, okay. Is this bullshit? Am I getting catfished here, or pass the information to my dad?" My dad's like, "Oh yeah, yeah. And what you mean? Yeah. I should have this years ago." But yeah, we have an older brother. Never met him before. I'd like to. I think it'd be sick.
He lives in Australia.
I think it'd be so cool. I'm not gonna say his name. But I really want to meet him.
Same. He's never spoken to me.
Yeah, well, you don't really have social media. He messaged me on Instagram. That's the only thing he's got me on.
Oh.
But besides that,
have you spoken to him since?
I think I messaged him once beginning last year. Maybe it was 2023. I can't remember. But sorry, you were going to say something about the videos.
No, it's fine.
Now we'll move on.
No, you can't be. That's fine.
Oh, what were you saying?
That's fine.
No, I genuinely don't know. What were you saying?
There was one video that annoyed me. You told me whatever I touched, you'd buy for me. I touched everything in the store.
Wait. Hang on. Let me. Sorry. So I love to make YouTube videos and...
Yeah, clickbait videos to me.
No. Right now I'm making long form content that takes months to film, release a video once a month. But back in the day, I was uploading like every week, sometimes every day, right? Just whatever comes to mind, I'm going to film it. And Ryder must have been about, I don't know, 5 or something. And eight or something like that. And there were these trends where it was like, everything you touch, I'll buy. And still to this day, those trends are going. They're not trends, but people are still doing it. And I thought, this must be a good idea. How old was I? 5 years ago. I was...
You were 18.
18, yeah. And I thought at 18 years old, this is a good idea. So I got Ryder. I pulled Ryder over to the mall and I filmed him. And I didn't even tell him I was filming him. He knew I was filming. I just didn't tell him though. And I was like, Ryder, everything you touch, I will buy for you. And the idea of the video was every time he touches something, in my video, the comedic part was that, actually, you, that didn't count. Like, I was like, that was the piss take, right? That was the piss take. I was going to be like, every time he touched something, I'd be like, oh, the camera wasn't on it. Doesn't work.
And
like, that was the idea.
Every time I wanted to touch something, he'd grab my arm and touch what you wanted to buy.
Like, no. Yeah, every time I wanted to buy something, I'd grab his arm. And, like, it was just a comedic skit, right? Basically.
Not to me.
But, yeah, so the thing is, Ryder didn't know that. Ryder thought, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought my brother's in a good mood. Yeah. Like, I didn't tell him it was a skit. I didn't tell him what we were doing.
No, you didn't.
So I tell Ryder, everything you touch, I'm going to buy it. And so he just starts, like, touching. He doesn't go crazy. He just starts touching little things.
No, I went crazy.
No, you didn't go crazy. You were just touching little things. Okay, and then you were so confused why we didn't buy anything. I was like, all right, let's go to the next store. And you're like, well, we didn't buy it. Like, you were genuinely confused.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that money, though. To this day, I don't have that money.
So why would you pull that on me? I was happy.
Yeah, I used Ryder for content all the time.
Did you see the smile on my face that entire video?
Yeah, I used Ryder for content all the time. I rinsed every piece of content I could out of.
Did I get paid?
No. And you're a good actor, and you're going to be in a movie that I'm making this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Losers.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the films, imagine being in a film of that title. Sorry, it's a good movie though. But yeah, I rinsed every piece of content.
Is it out?
What do you mean, is it out?
You said it's a good movie.
Well, it's a good story. It's a good script. The script's not finished, but the story is. What about you? I'll be honest, I always saw you as a guy that was going to make content.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of, because you're like me.
I don't have the confidence.
You've definitely grown the confidence.
No, I haven't.
This is something. Anyways, this is something serious that I do. What was I going to say? I always, what's it called? When he doesn't like ordering things by himself.
Yeah.
So I pretty much just force you to order it yourself.
Yeah, you leave. leave me.
No, but like, for real, if you want to order something yourself, you have to order it. I'll tell this guy, like, we're at Macca's in the line, and he's confused why I'm not buying him anything. I'll pay for him, but he has to get it himself. When we go to the movies, he wants popcorn and Coke. Okay, here's the money.
Go order
it yourself.
I do that at the movies, though. I go and order.
Yo, and can I be real, bro?
Yeah.
My girlfriend, she spoils you too much, bro.
What do you mean?
Every time my girlfriend comes over, she brings like a bag of chocolates, and I'm like, oh, who's
and
that
I like
for?
It.
It's for your brother. What the fuck does he need? What the fuck is that guy done to deserve it? Sorry. I'm allowed to swear in front of him. It's okay. I shouldn't though. But yeah, she gives me a chocolate like all the time.
Yeah, I like it.
You're going to give her something back, Paul?
Yeah. The best one she gave me was a Hershey's.
She gave you a Hershey's? Bro, you know, I went to this... Okay, so when I went to London, it was like my last couple of days in London, I was like, damn, I got to buy the boys something. So I went to this candy store and I was buying some chocolates. And I was thinking to myself, chocolate, lollies, candy, it's not going to be that expensive. It's just chocolate, right?
You'd be surprised.
You kick the camera, careful. I kicked the tripod. It's fine, don't worry about it. You can pay for it later. But anyway, so I go into the store in London. It's got all this chocolate, lollies and everything, and I'm thinking it's cheap, so I don't even look at the price tags. I grab like four things.
Mm-hmm.
I grab
100 bucks.
So I grabbed a Pringles, but it was Cheetos. I bought two of those, one for Sean, one for Lucas. I bought some chocolates for my mum. I bought you something. I don't know what I bought you. Do you remember?
It was like those lollies.
It was something, yeah.
It was like Jolly Rancher lollies.
Yeah. I give it to the counter. £70. My heart sinks.
What's that?
£70 is 140 NZ. I bought four things. I said to the guy, are you sure all of this is this
40
is
bucks a piece?
£70. I'm from New Zealand, so that's 140 NZ. He calculates it again. £70. I'm like, you want to check that again? Do you want to check that one more time for me? Is that okay? Xavier's outside waiting for me. Yeah, I'm like, I go to Xavier. I'm going to be 2 minutes. Don't worry. I see him out there waiting for me. Could you check that one more time? It seems a little expensive.
Oh, I told Xavier. Yeah.
140 NZ on just four things.
Did you do it?
I bought it. Yeah, I bought it. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I bought it.
What if the guy was just lying and it was $20, but he just wanted some more money?
How is it so expensive? You know, I went to the movies, right? So I wanted to experience the cinemas in London. Mm. So I went to watch Inside Out 2. Honestly, the cinemas in London, it's such a cool experience. You go there, it looks aesthetic. It looks so nice. There's a hot dog stand that you pick out your own hot dog and you customize it. There's a lolly, you pick out your own lollies. They've got merch and stuff. So I went to watch Inside Out 2. Watched it early. New Zealand didn't get it yet. But I'm watching it. And from the ticket, the hot dog, and I didn't, and I bought a bag of Maltesers, but by the way, chocolate in London is just gross. They do something to the cocoa. In total, it was like, what was it? The movie, the hot dog and the Maltesers.
200?
It was like £35. Or like, no, it was like, oh, what was it? I think it was like 45 to 50 NZ. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm spending so much money.
Why is it all expensive?
I don't know. Maybe I just went to... Maybe I got... Yeah, he's a Kiwi. We'll rip him off.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you why. I really couldn't tell you why. But that was that.
You got robbed.
Probably. Do you plan to go any trips? You were going to move to Tauranga, weren't you?
I didn't want to do that.
You were?
Yeah, because Mum wanted it and I don't want that.
Yeah,
I'll just stay at home with you.
Yeah. You probably would have been able to. Oh, you know what? No, you wouldn't have been able to. We wouldn't be able to look after you. Money-wise, we wouldn't be afforded.
It's fine.
Unless they paid us. Worst comes to worst, you'd probably just live with Shaden.
I don't want to live with Shaden.
We couldn't look after you. We wouldn't be able to because we'd always be out, you know?
It's fine.
I
stay home alone.
Yeah, you should. Oh, 13. Yeah, you got any stories that I don't know about that I should know about?
No.
You've been going out with your friends?
Yeah.
Not doing drugs, are you?
No.
Good man.
Why would I want to do drugs?
What do you go do when you go out and see your mates?
We just usually go to a primary school.
Just play tag?
I used to
do that with my... What do you mean, no? What do you do then?
Then we go to the dairy. And then we sit down.
Just chat.
Uh-huh.
Talk.
And then we go to someone's house.
Whose house? Never yours. I never see people at your house. I'm except good Andrew.
At... Yeah.
What do you reckon Andrew? So Andrew's Ryder's friend.
Uh-huh.
Do you reckon... should we give a shout out to our number one fan?
Who's that?
Punituk. Ryder's got a friend named Punituk. Punituk. Big up to you, my man. Come on the podcast. You're on holidays though now, correct?
Yeah.
Enjoying it?
I only got 3 weeks. And then it's high school.
Starting high school. Oh, here we go. Welcome to a new segment called PK's High School Tips. Well, my little brother Ryder here is going to high school soon.
We're going to different high schools.
I'm still going to give you some tips. So, what's some things you'd like to know about high school? Good luck.
I'm just going to ask Shaden.
He's not going to give you the best advice.
I'll suffer.
Don't say what high school you're going to, but the best advice that I can give you is keep your head up. Keep your head up. Don't use the bathrooms. No, I'm not even kidding.
Are you trying to be diving?
No, I'm dead ass, bro. Don't use the bathrooms.
I don't
use the bathrooms. Don't use the bathrooms, bro. Don't use the bathrooms.
Why?
Just don't, bro.
Can you tell me why?
Just don't do it, bro. You just don't want to do it.
Well, let's just say I know why.
High school is
at
the
my
point.
School, I know why.
Year 9, right? I remember when I was year 9. That's crazy. There are always going to be some weird people in the bathroom, bro.
I know.
Especially,
There's weird people at my old school.
Especially in the high school you're going to.
Yeah.
I will be honest, I was completely against that. I was like, there's no way I want you to go to
I'm
that high
school. I'm going there because my friends are there.
Don't say the name of the high school. But yeah, you're going there. Stick with your mates.
Mm.
A lot in high school in your age is not really like playgrounds. Me and my mates still ran around and played football in there.
It's pretty sad because Andrew's going to a different high school than all of us.
Yeah, but you got Punyatuck.
Why are you laughing?
That was a cool name.
PK, why are you laughing?
I like Punyatuck.
You know what Sean said?
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you just hit record on that?
Oh, we don't need to talk about what Sean said.
Sorry, we're just going to pause for a sec to turn the cameras back on. We don't have a cameraman today. The red button. Hold up, wait till you get back.
This one?
Yep,
the
red one.
The one that says camera?
No, the one that says the little red dot.
The one that says camera? one that has a dot over the camera.
Push the red dot, the only red dot that's on the camera, bro. Good man, thank you. So wow. what did Sean say?
Oh, we don't need to put it in the video.
What did he say? Whatever he says, it depends.
He said putting name sounds like a...
Okay, we're not going to put that in the video. We're not going to put that in the video. We're going to put that in the video.
You don't need to.
We don't need to.
You don't need to. Don't do it.
You excited though for high school? No. Yeah, fair enough. Well, you know, this is a really short episode, mainly because we were also late getting to the studio. An easy 30-minute episode. Is there anything you would like to say before we wrap it up?
Nah.
Okay, well, we have this new thing where our guest has to... You're the opening of 2025.
Yeah.
Our guest has to basically give an opening, a little inspiring statement. So is there an inspiring statement you'd like to give out?
Get one of these. $2.
What is it?
It's a slap bracelet.
Why should the viewers get that? Why is that inspiring?
Because of Superman.
Fucking hell. Alright. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Don't do drugs.
What the why would you say that? No one here is going to do drugs. I'll slap you in the head if you do drugs. I'll slap you in the head if I find out you do anything. That's brotherly love. I'm allowed to say that.
I don't want to do drugs.
Good man.
I'll stick to candy.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've never done drugs in my life. I don't ever want to see you. I'll slap you in there.
I'll stick to candy. I'll stick to candy. The smoke candies. I'll
slap you in the head right now. You're not going
to
do drugs?
I'll stick to the promise? Smarties.
You're not promising me.
I promise.
Good man.
I'm going to finish Block Plus.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next episode, and we look forward to a great 2025 with you. By the way, this guy was the most downloaded episode on Spotify last year. How is that even possible?
Because people like me.